Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's old, but it's really very new. Those are certainly the sentiments of the Apostle John in the epistle read a moment ago. This exhortation to love one another and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, to live in the light, this, he assures his readers, is no new commandment, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. And yet in the very next verse, he says, yet I am giving you a new commandment, as he repeats this injunction to live the life of Jesus Christ by walking in the light and avoiding the darkness. It's old, but it's really very new. We pause for a moment to observe how much of life is like that, especially for us preachers, and especially for us today as we begin a new session of learning, the fear and wisdom of the Lord. It's very, very old. In a sense, everything we learn and study and meditate upon is something that we too have heard from the beginning of our walk in the Christ-like life. And yet it's very, very new, very much like the preacher on Sunday morning sharing the old word of law and gospel with his people, but a word that is always new. So the apostle reminded his readers that this commandment about which this epistle deals, this commandment of walking in love, in loving the brother, in sharing the light that is ours in Jesus Christ, is an old commandment. Don't be put off by its novelty. Don't claim that this injunction upon John's readers or upon us is something we haven't heard before. In fact, we've heard it again and again and again. And yet it's astonishingly new also for us, is it not? This injunction to live the life of love and the life of light in Jesus Christ. For something new has happened, viewed from another perspective. It's the dawning of Jesus Christ in the world and his dawning in our lives and the lives of all brothers and sisters in Christ. And so the commandment is new every day. Might we point out, however, that our response, like those of John's readers, is also both old and new. From of old, his readers stumbled and fell in the darkness, failed to love the brother, claimed to know Christ, but belied that claim with lives that were irresponsible and even sinful. And yet it was always new, that bad behavior, that failure to respond, as new as this morning, as it is for us. Our response to God's great commandment of love is always one of imperfection, of stumbling in the darkness. But we point out that much more significantly for them and for us, God's solution to this problem of not being what God wants us to be in Christ is also both old and new. Remember those words with which this epistle began. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Isn't that a wonderful formulation, the way John moves from the hypothetical, almost, if any man sins, and from the abstract, if any man sins. And the next word, we have an advocate. The any man becomes we, for we all sin. And the hypothetical becomes reality. The hypothetical presence of sin and activity of sinning becomes the assurance that we indeed have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And that solution, too, is both old and new. Old today, we have heard it from the beginning, John would say. The message of our baptism, it's the message we have heard, the message we proclaim, that Jesus Christ, the righteous one, in contrast to our sin, is our propitiation, our expiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, an accomplished fact. He set aside and laid aside God's wrath as the mercy seat at Calvary. And that message, brothers and sisters, it's old, but it's especially new. New in this season of Pentecost. New at this beginning of a new period of activity and work for us. New on this day, as we taste the very body and blood of him who is the propitiation even today, just as he was from the beginning, for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. May we take comfort and peace in him who is both old and new, and in the newness of his love and forgiveness and expiation for us, be empowered to live and serve him in the light that springs from his eternal gospel. Amen.